This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We will talk to Ken Klukowski, an Indiana native, and also get his legal analysis of yesterday's decision about voter ID. So much more coming up live from Cleveland. Stay right here.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Political convention speakers typically get the crowds all fired up for the nominee. But last night at the Republican convention, the latest twist in this often bizarre election season.
Crowds reacting with anger to Ted Cruz's speech at the Republican National Convention Wednesday. Cruz never endorsing Trump and at one point doing nearly the opposite.
Vote your conscience. Vote for candidates up and down the ticket who you trust.
The implication that those who don't trust Trump shouldn't vote for him. What followed was a cascade of ridicule.
I think it was awful. And quite frankly, I think it was selfish.
Trump later writing on Twitter, wow, Ted Cruz got booed off the stage, didn't honor the pledge. I'm Reed Binion.
Donald Trump takes the stage himself at the Republican National Convention tonight to accept his party's nomination for president. His daughter Ivanka will introduce her father. You can hear it live tonight right here on WMAL. And while Donald Trump is in the spotlight tonight at the Republican convention, Hillary Clinton is getting ready to name her running mate. And it could be someone from this area.
The reported shortlist for possible vice presidential choices on the Democratic side include Virginia Senator Tim Kaine. He recently appeared with Hillary Clinton at a rally in Annandale, but when asked if he'll be on her ticket...
It's wonderful to be mentioned, but, I love my job and trying not to, overly think it.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack also considered to be a top option for Clinton, who is expected to make her announcement as soon as tomorrow. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is slated to speak at next week's Democratic convention right after his close friend Hillary Clinton gets enough roll call votes to become the party's nominee. McAuliffe says he's still working on his speech, but he says he's been given free rein to say whatever he wants. Southwest Airlines has been struggling to fix a computer problem that resulted in a nationwide ground stop yesterday.
The airline tweeted it still could be looking at some challenges as crews work to restore the system. Social media was inundated with pictures and stories of passengers waiting in long lines at Southwest ticket counters throughout the United States.
Correspondent Mark Chase, Dulles Airport will be on the receiving end of a $50 million cash infusion from Virginia in hopes of keeping it competitive with BWI and Reagan National.
Out of the three airports in the region, Dulles is seeing the fewest passengers, and trends show fewer and fewer people are willing to head out there.
That doesn't mean we should stop investing in Dulles. Dulles is the National Capital Region's international gateway.
Richard Roisman's a transportation planner with the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments. He says while Reagan's location makes it favorable now, it can't be sustained.
It is physically hemmed in on three sides by the Potomac River. There's really no more place to put aircraft on the airfield.
He says BWI and Dulles are on track for much more growth over the next couple decades. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Florida health officials are testing mosquitoes in the Miami-Dade County area to confirm whether a woman with the Zika virus may be the first person infected directly by a mosquito bite in the continental U.S. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,595, the NASDAQ at 5090. Sports, the Nationals win, the Orioles lose and fall out of first place in the AL East, WNBA, the Mystics lose. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Trust WMAL for the summer weather info you need.
More warm weather, more scattered showers, more thunderstorms today.
Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick.
I'm Jeff Marv.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Lang from the Weather Channel.
On WMAL.
Hey, Chris Plant here for Cars for Kids. Now, take it easy. I'm not going to sing the song, but I am going to tell you that now would be a great time to clean out that garage and donate your car, truck, van, or boat to Cars for Kids. Here's the thing. You don't even need to be there when they come to pick up the car. That's how easy it is. Towing is free, and your car will be picked up within 24 to 48 hours. If you have a car that you don't need anymore and just want to get rid of the headache, whether it's running or not, do some good with it and donate it to Cars for Kids. Visit carsforkids.com or call right now at 877-CARS-4-KIDS, that's Cars with a K, and see how easy it's going to be to make a difference. The call is quick and the impact is real. Remember, that's 877-CARS-4-KIDS, online at carsforkids.com. Donate your car today. 877-CARS-4-KIDS, that's 877-CARS-4-KIDS, online at carsforkids.com.
It's back tonight.
Tonight at 5, see Graham Nash at the Birchmere. Buy tickets at birchmere.com. In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience, Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Olney, Maryland. The crash is on Georgia Avenue, north of 108 at Queen Elizabeth Drive. Watch for police direction. I'm looking at Georgia Avenue. Again, north of 108, slowing in each direction. Route 100 in Anne Arundel County. We're struggling, but please tell me to the shoulder, westbound 100 between Route 2 and I-97. A lot to check out. Baltimore, Washington Parkway jammed each way. Heading toward 197 and Laurel. The crash southbound was to the shoulder, but they were still waiting on tow trucks, so intermittently we may have a lane block there. New York Avenue, coming inbound, it's a broken down tour bus, and they need a heavy duty wrecker to get that out of their tow truck. So we're waiting for that, and we're slowing inbound New York Avenue. As you come up to that light at Bladensburg Road, it's in the right lane of the two left turn lanes. On 66, east at Nutley Street prior to the Beltway, crash to the shoulder, sun glare slowing us, and 395 at King Street, crash shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to get even hotter heading into the weekend. A clear start to this morning, then sunny into the afternoon with a high of 91. Overnight, a clear sky with a low of 72, then sunny and hot tomorrow with a high reaching 95 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 in Alexandria, 61 in Bowie, 74 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. Donald Trump says he will only back NATO allies if they back the U.S. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
It is 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, and Washington and the rest of the nation are talking about the Republican National Convention, and that's why we're here live in Cleveland covering said convention. And coming up from Cleveland in 10 minutes, we've got Ken Kukowski. He's a Hoosier. He'll give us his take on Mike Pence's speech last night and also a legal analysis of the voter ID decision yesterday. And then at 7:35, Byron York, Washington Examiner, who's here in Cleveland, he'll join us and give us his take on last night and also tonight's big speech by Donald Trump. 8:05, check it out, Diamond and Silk. YouTubers, you know them, you've seen them. They love their Donald, and, well, we're going to touch base with them. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper of CNN. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
I'm a Christian, a conservative, and a Republican in that order.
That was Indiana Governor Mike Pence last night giving his speech. You know, there was a big speech by Mike Pence. This is the guy who's going to be the running mate in this election with Donald Trump. And unfortunately, we really haven't spent a lot of time talking about what he said last night, given the events. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. It's true. Last night, Governor Pence, who has his big acceptance speech and the biggest speech of his career, has absolutely been overshadowed by what Ted Cruz said. And even more than what Ted Cruz said, the reaction to Ted Cruz. That's really what we're covering.
But let's hear a little bit more.
Yeah,
Mike Pence.
It was a great speech, wasn't it?
Here's a little what he had to say.
You have nominated a man for president who never quits, who never backs down, a fighter, a winner. Until now, he's had to do it all by himself against all odds. But this week, with this united party, he's got backup. And on November 8th, I know we will elect Donald Trump to be the 45th president of the United States of America.
And so that was Mike Pence last night. And I think the crowd really received him very well.
Absolutely.
I think it's just unfortunate that a lot of the discussion is not about Mike Pence, the guy who's going to run alongside Donald Trump. A lot of the discussion last night had to do with Ted Cruz. And so, just so you know, if you've missed it, cut six, Mike McKay. Ted Cruz last night goes onto the stage, and he started out by saying, you know, I congratulate Donald on winning the nomination. And that was sort of the high point of the speech. And then there came a point later in the speech when it became clear to the crowd that there was not going to be an endorsement from Ted Cruz, and it started to turn ugly. Take a listen.
If you love our country and love your children as much as I know that you do, stand and speak and vote your conscience. Vote for candidates up and down the ticket who you trust to defend our freedom and to be faithful to the Constitution.
That got ugly. And then there was a point where
It got ugly because of the reaction, or you think what he said was ugly?
Well, I think both.
All right.
I think both. And then at one moment, it was just a full-out catcall of the things that Ted Cruz was saying. And a chant began in the New York delegation right down in front. Take a listen. This is cut number seven, Mike McKay.
Endorse Trump.
I appreciate the enthusiasm of the New York delegation.
You know, that was just a little snarky, I think. I really do. Look, I'm. A lot has been said about this. I'll just give you my take in about 10 seconds here. I thought it was the wrong thing for Ted Cruz to do. Either you come in and you play nice or you stay away. There was no need for him to come here and then not endorse Donald Trump. It is the thing that everybody's talking about. At a time when the party needs unity more than anything else, this was a disunifying moment.
I think that the disunifying moment happened on both sides of the equation. Listen, he gave a fantastic, killer, rockin' speech about conservative principles and values. And when Ted Cruz says, vote your conscience and vote for the candidate that you believe will defend freedom and defend the Constitution, the fact that that is controversial to Trump delegates concerns me.
Well, why would it be just not a bridge too far from just to go a step further and say, and in this election, it's very clear that person is Donald Trump.
Is it?
Well, is it Hillary Clinton?
No.
Then who is it?
But is it? No, hold on. Is it clear to you that Donald Trump is the candidate who will defend freedom and the Constitution? Is it?
If it is, candidates that are running for office that have any chance of election, he is the one.
Then why did they boo? They should have said, he means Trump. Yay, we agree.
I think what the booing came when it became clear that he was building up and building up and building up, and then it came to the point where it sort of was expected that he would say, uh-huh, you need to get up and get behind Donald Trump and let's beat Hillary Clinton. It didn't come.
1976.
And the argument and the audience was I think stunned and angry about that.
1976, Ronald Reagan gave a very, very similar speech about our principles, our values. He didn't endorse Gerald Ford, and the Ford delegates did not boo him.
But what did Ronald Reagan say? He said, let's be unified.
It's time for us to unify.
Well, if I had heard Ted Cruz say those words last night, I'd have been a lot happier.
Well, listen, Brian.
He didn't say it.
Brian and I are having the same conversation that many people are having. And listen, I am defending the speech in many respects, but I do have ultimately a problem with it, and I'll ask the rhetorical question. What about Ted Cruz's speech last night goes toward defeating Hillary Clinton in November? And no one can tell me what that is, because it doesn't. So I'm not totally thrilled with what Ted Cruz did, or actually what he didn't do last night. But at the same time, I think it was a great speech. And I think much of the blame lies with the delegates and the Trump people and their reaction to it. They could have heard that speech. They could have celebrated the principles and ideas that he was speaking to, and then not catcalled him, not heckled his wife in the room. Do you support that? Do you support heckling Heidi Cruz? Okay, well, there is a lot of blame to go around on this issue. Look, everyone's calling in to discuss it. We are not going to discuss it right now. We are going to discuss it coming up in the next hour, though, so we do want you to call in, but we've got Ken Klukowski coming to join us to talk about it. It's funny, Brian, you said, unfortunately, everyone's talking about the Cruz speech, not the Pence speech. Well, nothing's stopping us. We could talk about the compound
well,
speech.
Well, I think you have to talk about the event that gathered the most attention last night, yes. And there's no doubt that that was the Ted Cruz speech. God, can I just play one real
All
quick thing?
Right.
I thought here was Newt Gingrich making,
I loved this.
Lemonade out of lemon.
Yeah.
Here is cut 10, Newt Gingrich, after Ted Cruz spoke.
I think you misunderstood one paragraph that Ted Cruz, who was a superb orator, said. And I just want to point it out to you. Ted Cruz said, you can vote your conscience for anyone who will uphold the Constitution. In this election, there is only one candidate who will uphold the Constitution. To paraphrase Ted Cruz, if you want to protect the Constitution of the United States, the only possible candidate this fall is the Trump-Pence Republican ticket.
Well, that's called good spin.
To paraphrase Ted Cruz. That, I think that goes a little bit further than merely a paraphrase.
No, that's not a paraphrase. That's changing what he meant to say. But
it's adding to
it.
It was a nice effort. It's adding to what he said. That is classic. Newt Gingrich. Chris Christie, do we have that real fast?
Yeah,
Mike McKay. Chris Christie was asked about this on cable news because, you know, everybody has to run on cable news and talk about it. Here's Christie.
I think it was awful. And quite frankly, I think it was selfish.
Tonight.
And he signed a pledge. And it's his job to keep his word. And Donald Trump gave him the opportunity to speak here at this convention tonight. And I think it was too cute. And I think you saw by the end of the speech that the crowd was waiting for him to do the right thing and realized that once again he wasn't going to do it. And I think the performance you saw up there is why Ted has so richly deserved the reputation that he's developed on Capitol Hill.
Well, I agree with him 1,000%. I really do.
Well, listen, Chris Christie and the New Yorkers and the New Jersey people, they all hated it. Something that, you know, a lot of people have said Ted Cruz, the establishment hates him, and now all the Trump people hate him. Guess who loves Ted Cruz? Mm-hmm. Conservatives love Ted Cruz.
Well, listen, we'll pick up this topic again in the 8 o'clock hour. It is now 7:15 on WMAL.
So, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here comes Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Wish the tow truck would come, too. This seems like a three-hour tour. The tour bus inbound New York Avenue as you come up to Bladensburg Road, still there, still blocking a lane, but it's taking a while. They need to get one of the heavy-duty tow trucks there. Let you know when that's cleared, but as a result, Baltimore-Washington Parkway 50, all trying to get down toward Bladensburg Road, affected with this delay. Wilson Bridge backups before St. Barnabas Road. Coming off the Beltway, keep alert. If you need to get to southbound 5 Branch Avenue, we still have some activity on the exit ramp from the earlier incident. Slowly under police direction, we'll get you through. Now, 66 hung up in Manassas, Centerville. Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks up toward Nutley Street, crash to the shoulder. Maryland, I want to take you into Olney. Do watch for crash cleanup continuing on Georgia Avenue, north of 108 at Queen Elizabeth Drive. Do watch for police at the scene. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly sunny skies, high of 91 degrees. Tonight, clear sky, low of 72. And tomorrow, sunny with a few clouds, high around 95. Right now, 72 degrees in the nation's capital. It is 7:17. Well, we continue to give you our reaction to last night's events here in Cleveland, Ohio, at the Republican National Convention. And let's talk about the vice presidential nominee, Mike Pence, the governor of Indiana. It was a very good speech, yes, overshadowed by the reaction to Ted Cruz's speech, but it deserves some attention, and we're going to give it right now. Here's a Hoosier. You got to go to a Hoosier if you're going to talk about Mike Pence. Ken Klukowski, Breitbart News legal analyst, a frequent guest on our show when it comes to Supreme Court analysis, yeah. And we do actually have
a case we want to talk to you about there.
You know, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. But first, Ken, thanks for joining us this morning.
Larry, Brian, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you.
So was that the Governor Pence, what we saw last night? I love the self-effacing humor. What was the line? For those of you who don't know me, which is most of you, that's good stuff. That's Midwestern sort of
self-effacing
stuff.
Humor,
yeah,
right.
Great.
That is a Ronald Reagan style of self-effacing humor. Mm. I've known Governor Pence for a number of years. I'm confident that he wrote this speech himself. That was his voice coming through.
Yeah.
And what we saw yesterday is that by picking Mike Pence to be his running mate, Donald Trump is showing that he is not trying to, he's not trying to replace the party of Reagan. He's making the party of Reagan the party of Trump. Because what you heard from Governor Mike Pence yesterday was Ronald Reagan conservatism of economic, social, and national security conservatives. That's where we get the line. I am a Christian, a conservative, and a Republican in that order. That's been a line of the governor's for 15 years now, and it shows that the Mike Pence today is the Ronald Reagan conservative who has been in public life for almost 20 years now.
I mean, I've been around him a little bit because I covered him on Capitol Hill back in the day when he was a member of Congress. He's a pretty steady guy, very different in every way from Donald Trump.
And in that regard, I think Donald Trump, we are seeing the business genius of Donald Trump here in that he understands the kind of package that will best sell to the American people. And yes, he's taken someone with a lower key personality, one who unites the traditional conservative wings of the Republican Party and who has Midwestern common sense values that will speak to the heartland. I think he's a magnificent pick, and he showed that last night.
Well, Ken, we knew that you were high on Governor Pence, and we wanted you to give your reaction from the Hoosier perspective as an Indiana conservative on this. But I also, you know, we didn't know that the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals was going to come down with the decision they had yesterday. We'd love for you to give us your analysis on that. This has to do with the voter ID law out of Texas. They ruled this unconstitutional. They sent it back to the state of Texas to fix by November, they said. And they said it was because forcing someone to show a photo ID before they vote was discriminatory against minorities and poor people. Now, yeah, come on.
This is one of the dividing lines. This highlights the stakes for November,
yeah.
Okay? Because there are two schools of thought regarding voter ID laws. One is that the Constitution, that voting rights is unique. It's the only fundamental right in the Constitution, which is also the duty of a citizen, and which also has with it not just that it's two rights in one, not just the right to count a ballot, but also the right not to have your legal vote diluted or canceled by someone else's illegal vote. People who look at the Constitution through an originalist lens or a conservative lens, they therefore see voter ID as something that is a duty a citizen does and one that protects both rights. It's a liberal view of the Constitution that goes against that. These are the things that will be decided by whichever justice fills the seat left open by Antonin Scalia, either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, you know, the question answers itself about who would do that.
But just from a common sense standpoint, I mean, I've made this point earlier. In the state of Maryland...
Don't confuse the law
in the state of Maryland, I had to get a fishing license, and I had to give all kinds of information. I had to show an ID. I had to give them my address. I had to give them my cell phone number. I had to give them the name of my cell phone carrier. I had to give them all the details about my firstborn child. It was a 15-page form to get a fishing license. And here, we have a case where all they're asking you to do is to prove who you are, who you say you are, when you come to cast your ballot. Why is that such an onerous burden?
It only is for judges who believe that despite the plain wording of the Second Amendment, that you, Brian, have no constitutional right to own a gun, and despite the fact that the Constitution says something about marriage or abortion, that somehow same-sex marriage and abortion, that somehow both of those are fundamental rights in the Constitution. When you're dealing with a judge who does not believe they are bound by the text, structure, or history of the Constitution, that's where they just start construing these things in whatever manner they think is fair and enlightened.
One other thing about this, Ken Klukowski, before we lose you here, he's a very busy man here.
Yeah, he's got a lot of things on his agenda.
They sent it back to Austin to fix before November. How does that happen? How do they fix it? And does it have to then go back to get the stamp of approval from the same appeals panel? What's the process?
It'll go back. It's been remanded for further proceedings. There's an issue as to whether or not maybe they have to call an emergency session of the state legislature. There are emergency appeals process in place for elections. When I was a law clerk for the Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit, we had emergency appeals that come in just a day or two before election.
Okay.
So this could potentially even go back to the Fifth Circuit. Every appeals court has a different rule for whether it goes to a different panel or the same panel, so I can't speak to whether it would definitely go back to the same three judges or not.
Gosh. It's good to have you here, Ken. Thank you so much for joining.
Enjoy the rest of the convention. You Ken Klukowski, Breitbart News legal analyst. It's now 7:24 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
You know, you should have your carpets professionally cleaned at least once a year, and even more if you've got pets. Now, if you've got dirt, mud, traffic marks, or smell bad odors in your carpets, it's time for a real carpet cleaning from only the best. My friends at Zero Res. Zero Res cleans my carpets, leaving them brand new, feeling soft, smelling fresh again. Honestly, I can't recommend them enough. Zero Res is fantastic. It feels like I have new carpets. I told you, Brian, aren't you getting homesick?
A little.
We're back in D.C. tomorrow.
Right.
But Meredith, you know, my wife, I told her I was homesick. I really miss being there. You know what she did? She sent me a picture of our carpets.
Oh, did she?
Just to make me feel.
Yeah.
Like, she's so sweet.
I didn't realize you were that emotionally attached
to your
carpets.
I love my carpet. Yeah. Well, no, I wasn't until Zero Res cleaned them. And you will love your carpets just as much as I do once Zero Res gets it done. And they're going to get it done for, well, pretty cheap. Look at that. $39 a room when you ask for the WMAL special. Get your carpets cleaned, sanitized, in only the Zero Res way for $39 a room. Huge savings. Minimums apply. Call them 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221. Or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. It's 7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore Washington Parkway. Here we go through Laurel. Situation's this: the crash southbound, south of 197 near Powder Mill Road, had a couple cars involved. They were waiting on tow trucks. Still seeing some activity. No, still seeing delays here, and they're growing back near 32. A little frustrating for everyone. Northbound, as you come through Greenbelt and off the Beltway, also rubbernecking to check it all out. Route 100, Anne Arundel County, trying to make a recovery. The crash on westbound 100 between Route 2 and I-97. Still police on the scene there. 270, about the volume now through Urbana, Hyattstown, Gaithersburg, and into Rockville. Top side of the Beltway and normal backups there. Wilson Bridge delays back near Route 5, Branch Avenue. 210, it's signal light delays pushing up toward the Beltway. 395, oh boy, we're into that sun glare this morning. Everyone coming in from the west, 395 through Landmark, accident on the shoulder, and then heavy over the 14th Street Bridge. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPCE.com. Now, if your computer is running slow, just go to MyCleanPCE.com, get a free computer diagnosis in minutes, activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Clear starting this Thursday, then a sunny and hot afternoon with a high of 91. Overnight clear, the low drop to 72. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 degrees in your nation's capital. It's 7:26.
The credit crisis of 08's long gone. The Brexit vote has come and gone, but our own election is fast approaching. It's enough to rattle anyone. And is it making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here, and I want to help you rescue your money. So come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my number one best-selling book. You'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major obstacles you'll face, the seven ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Tyson's Corner, Leesburg, and Alexandria, Tuesday and Wednesday, July 26th and 7th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
I've done this a million times.
You never know when an emergency will arise.
Watch this!
So don't wait until you have one to know where the nearest emergency room is. With 12 locations, there's always an Inova emergency room near you. And the Inova app shows you which is the closest and each of their wait times. Our 12 hospital-based and freestanding emergency rooms are all open 24 hours and offer board-certified emergency physicians and seamless transport to the area's only Level 1 trauma center at Inova Fairfax Hospital. With specialized children's emergency rooms at Inova Fairfax and Inova Loudoun Hospitals, our pediatrics-trained emergency physicians are prepared to treat emergencies and patients of any size. So when the inevitable happens, you're prepared. Inova. Join the future of health. Visit inova.org/app.
Public notice. Luxury mountain properties a short drive from Northern Virginia DC Metro are being liquidated for below developer's cost. On Saturday, July 23rd only, you can own a private 5-acre estate with mountain views just $29,900, or an 8-acre retreat with hardwoods just $39,900, or build an 1,800-square-foot cabin on your lot from just $119,900. This luxury community is surrounded by the area's best rivers, hiking trails, skiing, golfing, and major interstates, and has paved roads, a gated entrance, and a multi-million dollar lodge with infinity pool and spa. Buy now and build when you're ready. Save tens of thousands on July 23rd only. Get your own rare mountain property with exceptional views from just $29,900. Excellent financing available. Call 844-MOUNTAIN-LAND. That's 844-MTN-LAND. 844-MTN-LAND. Or visit getmountainland.com. Mercy Street Broker. Cabin shell only. Lot and development site not included.
Overwhelmed or fed up with investing for retirement all on your own? We can help. Listen every Saturday at noon to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines.
Coming up on WMAL, look who it is. It's our old friend Byron York. So good to have him straight across from us here in Cleveland. He joins us to talk about, yes, last night's speech, all of the fallout, all of the angles, and also, oh yeah, there's going to be a big speech tonight. What does Donald Trump need to do now to hit a grand slam as we're right next to the Cleveland Indians ballpark? Byron York will answer all those questions right here on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It's not Mike Pence that people are talking about this morning. It's Ted Cruz in his speech at the Republican National Convention.
I want to congratulate Donald Trump on winning the nomination.
It was all downhill from there. Ted Cruz delivering a 25-minute speech that may follow him forever.
Stand and speak and vote your conscience. Vote for candidates up and down the ticket who you trust to defend our freedom and to be faithful to the Constitution.
Cruz mentioning Trump's name just once during his primetime address. The crowd angrily interrupting the speech. Then Trump suddenly appears in the stands, upstaging the GOP runner-up yet again.
Correspondent Manu Raju, tonight's all Donald Trump. It's his big speech accepting the nomination. You can hear it live tonight right here on WMAL. New this morning, Russia's track and field athletes will not be going to the Olympics in Rio. Russia has lost its appeal, seeking to overturn a ban on those 68 athletes.
The ban was imposed following allegations of state-sponsored doping and cover-ups before and at the 2014 Sochi Winter Olympics. The ruling by the Court of Arbitration for Sport will be taken into consideration by the International Olympic Committee as it ponders whether to impose a blanket ban on Russia from all sports. The country argues that athletes who aren't accused of doping should be allowed to participate in the games. The Rio Olympics begin August 5th. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,595. The Nasdaq at 5090. Sports Bryce Harper belts a home run. People are still talking about this morning as the Nats crush the Dodgers. The O's lose to the Yankees. WNBA, the Mystics lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
It's summertime. Baseball's in full swing, the kids are swimming, and the grills are hot. You know what that means. Your energy bills are soaring as the summer heat pours right into your home through outdated, inefficient windows. Replace your old windows with Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity. Made of Altrex fiberglass, the Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with more glass space and smaller profiles. And throughout July, the Window Man is offering $500 discounts on Infinity fiberglass window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888 or visit a Window Man showroom in Fairfax or Alexandria. The Window Man is the educational window company. No games, gimmicks, or pressure to buy now. We educate, you decide. The Window Man can. See us for saving details. Limited time offer.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar Monday the 25th in Fairfax or Monday, August 1st in Gaithersburg. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still jammed through Laurel, Baltimore, Washington Parkway. Each direction trying to get near 197. Had the accident that had been cleared to the shoulder. It looks like we had one in the backup, so it was causing additional delays. Around the Beltway, seeing some of that volume outer loop as you head through Lanham and then toward Greenbelt. And then the top side, the normal stop and go in through Silver Spring. Out of White Oak, 29. Very heavy down toward the Trader Joe's and into Four Corners. 270 about the volume. Only better is George Avenue. That crash on Georgia Avenue north of 108. That's cleared, and those delays actually cleared out quite nice. Let's go Virginia. We're into that sun glare. 66 has been a tough trip this morning. 395, the same deal into the sun delays, and the crash at King Street had been cleared to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clear starting this Thursday, then a sunny and hot afternoon with a high of 91. Overnight clear, the low drop to 72. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 63 in Woodbridge, 63 in Olney, 74 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Collins Firm. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 737 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk, and we continue our live coverage of the Republican National Convention from Cleveland, Ohio. Coming up in the next hour, 805, Diamond and Silk, those YouTube ladies who... well, they love their Donald Trump, and just wait till you hear them. That's coming up at 8:05. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper of CNN. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
If you love our country and love your children as much as I know that you do, stand and speak and vote your conscience. Vote for candidates up and down the ticket who you trust to defend our freedom and to be faithful.
How dare you say vote your conscience?
And that was where the worm turned last night in the arena as the crowd turned against Ted Cruz, who came in and said some relatively positive things at the beginning of his speech. But then when it came time for the endorsement, there was no endorsement. The crowd was angry about it. Well, joining us now to talk about that from the perspective of somebody who was in the arena last night when it occurred is our good friend Byron York with the Washington Examiner, who's here with us for the next few minutes. Byron, good morning to you. Okay, we got to turn up your mic. Say it again. I'm sorry.
Oh, good morning, guys. There we go.
I'm not used to running my own board.
You know, I love this Washington Post headline this morning. What? Attempt for unity falls short.
Yeah,
you think that happened? I think it happened.
Well, is that your sense of it? I mean, that's the takeaway from
who
what happened
that?
Last
was
night?
Was that Joe understatement who wrote that?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. Yesterday, in the morning, in the early afternoon, I worked on a piece that I posted in the afternoon, and it was called, Will Ted Cruz Dash His Own Political hopes tonight, because I had talked to a lot of people who were, some of whom were close to Cruz and had talked to him in the previous few hours. I said, what is he going to do? And they didn't know. They, you know, that's what they told me. Maybe they really did know, but they told me they just didn't know what he was going to say as far as endorsing Trump is concerned. But every single one of them, and these were office holders and activists and you know, political types, felt that if he did not endorse Cruz, he would damage his political future. He would hurt himself because the Republican rank and file, and I've talked to a zillion of them here at the convention, will tell you, you know, Donald Trump wasn't my first choice, or maybe my second or my third choice, but he's the nominee now, and I support him.
Right.
And they're going to remember Ted Cruz as the presidential candidate who would not support the nominee of his own party.
All right. So what is the reporting this morning? What is the best understanding we have right now of when the Trump campaign got a look at this speech?
This is great. This is kind of one big, I knew that. I knew that.
I meant to do that.
You know, Donald Trump tweeted shortly thereafter, I think, that he had seen the speech a couple of hours ahead of time. You have to kind of go back to the beginning of this. Earlier this month, remember, Trump met with the Senate in Washington,
yes,
and he arranged on the spot a private meeting with Cruz. And, of course, a requirement of speaking at the convention had been that you endorse Donald Trump. And Trump decided to invite Cruz to speak at the convention without requiring any sort of pledge of support.
That was, you would look at that as an olive branch.
Most people seem to think that was an olive branch.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, was the idea that, well, Cruz would come around by now, because it was May 3rd when Trump clinched the nomination. Anyway, we come forward, and also Cruz is not held to the requirement that his speech be vetted ahead of time. So the question is, how early did Trump people know? I think a few hours in advance. Remember, we had a report from Eliana Johnson at National Review yesterday, I don't know, about noon, that said that Cruz would not endorse. Yeah. And that report turned out to be accurate. So this couldn't have been a surprise to the Trump people.
All right. But so you're, let's say you're in charge of the Trump campaign and you get the word, or you finally get a look at the speech and find out, well, he's not going to endorse and it's going to come up short. And this is going to be a speech that will likely irritate some people. You can't disinvite him at that point.
Well, there you go. I think let's say they saw the text of it 2 hours in advance. And there's all this kind of conspiracy talking this morning that's kind of, you know, that the Trump people lured him into this trap or something like that. But what, you know, if you see the speech a couple of hours in advance, are you going to cancel his appearance? I mean, think of the coverage.
The story
then
would be
the thin-skinned Trump campaign cannot harbor any dissent at all. You know, so
right.
I think they were kind of set on a track when
there was nothing they could do to pull back.
I don't think so, Byron.
I think it's fair to say that the last 14 months in American politics have been absolutely remarkable, and every day it seems to continue.
Every day.
So I would love, just, you know, all the who's up, who's down, who wins, who loses. Let's set that aside for a moment. Just from observing it, and you've been following this from day one, even before day one, isn't it remarkable that when Donald Trump does something that is against conventional wisdom, against what all of the smart people in D.C. think he should do, against what the Republican establishment thinks he should do, he ends up winning in the end.
Yes.
He ends up turning it into something in his favor. Ted Cruz did that last night. Ted Cruz did something that conventional wisdom said he shouldn't do. Ted Cruz did something that the establishment didn't want him to
Correct.
Do. And everyone today is saying he's dead, he's over. Why is that? Why does Trump get away with it and Cruz doesn't?
Well, actually, I don't know that Cruz is dead here. I mean, that's what people were telling me. Now, you have to remember, Cruz certainly excited a number of people who have not been able to reconcile themselves to a Trump candidacy. And they believe that after Trump loses, and they all believe Trump will lose, that Cruz will have some serious I told you so credibility. We'll have to see. My sense is, you know, a political convention is filled with party people. And they have been, so many of them told me, said, you know, I was told back in 2008 I had to accept John McCain. I didn't like that.
I didn't want to. I've said that myself.
And then they
told me in
2012 I had to accept Mitt Romney.
Yep.
But now they're saying they don't have to accept the nominee of the party. So
that's fair.
These are party people.
Right.
And they will hold it against Cruz, I think, for refusing to endorse nominee of his party.
Well, our special guest is Byron York with the Washington Examiner. He's going to stay with us for a few more minutes. Right now, it is 7:44.
I'm very fired up.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
This is crazy.
Washington's Mall.
They're nuts.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Ted Britt Automotive, that is the place to go for a great deal. And let's talk about that, because the great deal is the important aspect of what's going on at Ted Britt. It's their summer blowout sale. It means you're going to save from $500 to $1,200 on some of the finest cars you can ever imagine. Oh, excuse me, not $500. To 1,200. I always get that messed up. They have 1,200 vehicles in stock. See, no, at 1,200, that ain't enough. You're going to save with prices up to 500 to 2,000 below competition on Chevys, Fords, and Lincoln models. So that's the great deal. But here's even better than the deal, if there can be anything better than the deal at Ted Britt Automotive. It's the confidence you're going to have in that vehicle you drive off the lot with, because they've got this program. Ted Britt for Life guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. So there you go. That's all you need to know. And one other thing, if you know, four wheels ain't your deal, they got two Harley Davidson locations, so you can get your hog at Ted Britt as well. Visit one of Ted Britt's nine great locations or online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
One night with two Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. Jeff Beck and Buddy Guy together. July 27th, Wolf Trap, Jeff Beck and Buddy Guy, together. Tickets are on sale now. Order online at wolftrap.org or call 877-WOLF-TRAP. Wolf Trap, summer has never sounded better.
It is 7:45 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, the sun is blinding this morning. Don't forget the sun. The visor is 66. Boy, we are jammed still through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks. The crash had been eastbound near Nutley Street onto the shoulder, and now seeing some westbound delays to get you by that area as well. Beltway through Annandale, slowing again north of 66 toward the Legion Bridge. 395, you hit the brakes coming off of 95. Newington to King Street, Pentagon to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Inbound on New York Avenue. Longstanding problem has been the broken down tour bus. Inbound New York Avenue at Bladensburg Road was still blocking one lane at last check. Another problem area this morning, Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Crash had been southbound, south of 197 near Powder Mill Road. That had cleared, then they had one in the backup, so slow in each direction. Again, a reminder, Metro Rail, I'm getting some tweets about the complaints about the delays. SafeTrack Surge number 5 in effect. Orange and Silver Line trains will continuously single track between East Falls Church and Ballston. Trains every 18 minutes and a long wait, according to commuters. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Get ready for hot weather into the weekend. Clear this morning, then a sunny afternoon with a high of 91. Overnight clear, the low down to 72, and an even hotter Friday tomorrow, sunny, with a high reaching 95 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 77 degrees in the nation's capital at 7:46.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and my friend Frank Frindle guarantees to sell your home on time and for top dollar, or he will buy it. He's the only agent I would trust to sell my home. For a guarantee you can trust, go to itrustfrank.com.
This election comes down to just two names on the ballot, so let's resolve here and now that Hillary Clinton will never become president of the United States of America.
Well, that was Mike Pence last night. Yes, there was another address in the convention hall last night. It was Mike Pence, the running mate of Donald Trump, giving his speech. But tonight, it's Donald Trump. Our special guest is Byron York with the Washington Examiner. And Byron, what are we expecting to hear from Donald? Do we have any idea? The guy has been so unpredictable every step of the way. Any sense of what we're going to hear from the Donald tonight?
Wait a minute here. You're close to 3 hours into the show, and you've been talking about Mike Pence's speech all morning, right?
Exactly.
Is that right?
Exactly. And Eric Trump, a little bit of Eric Trump
as well. We should say that Pence delivered a very good speech last night, and it was the kind of across-the-board conservative statement that conservatives wanted to hear from a Trump ticket.
Yep.
Now, tonight, you know, it's you've read all the commentary on this campaign on this convention, that it was, you know, crowds yelling lock Hillary Clinton up. It was just, just kind of a right-wing festival. And I think it's really true that Donald Trump should broaden his appeal tonight. The interest in tonight is going to be huge. Trump will have the stage. He'll be able to talk. It will be a friendly crowd in front of him. And it seems to me that the whole part, you talked about the length of this campaign. Mm-hmm. One of the things Trump has done, put all the drama aside, which is hard to do, but all the drama and the weeping and the gnashing of teeth aside, Trump has really challenged Republican orthodoxy in a number of big, big ways, in trade and immigration and entitlements and foreign entanglements. He's done all of that sort of stuff. He can make this case to be a different sort of Republican to the world. And whether it can, you know, whether it can cancel out so much of the negative coverage of him, I don't know. But he can make his case solo tonight.
Byron York, one of the things I like about your analysis is that you don't get caught in the weeds in the numbers game and the horse race and the, oh, he's up, he's down, and here's the... But that said, I'd love for you to comment on what we're hearing from so many of the experts that say Hillary has a 75% chance of winning, you know, all those statisticians. Is that your sense of this? Because it seems to me that this is going to be a very close election, actually.
Well, you know, it's been a 75% chance doesn't mean a chance of a blowout. It just means a chance of a victory. And I've written several times now, and I still believe it, that again, after all the craziness and the gnashing of teeth, that it's a real possibility that Trump might lose in kind of the same way that Mitt Romney lost, because of the composition of the Electoral College and because of the simple fact that if you take all the states that have voted Democrat in every election since 1992, add those electoral votes together, you get 242.
She's got a real big head start.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly.
Right. Literally 10 seconds. Do you have a prediction on the vice presidential pick for Hillary?
You know, no, I don't, but I think safety is going to be her decision.
All right. Safety for her campaign, you know, or for our country?
And you know she is focus grouped it
absolutely.
And down.
we got to leave it right there. Byron York, thank you so
much.
Thank
you, guys.
It's 751.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
In fourth grade, my doctor told my mom that I had wicked ADHD, and I was diagnosed with a non-specific learning disorder. I thought college would never be a part of my future. My parents found Landmark College, and within my first year of being here, I found that the faculty really don't judge you based on your past failures. They don't judge you based on what you can't do, but they really look at your potential of what you can do, and they help you use those strengths. At Landmark College, your academic success is directly tied to a feeling that you belong. My name is Rachel, and I have graduated with my bachelor's degree from Landmark College.
For 30 years, Landmark College has been transforming the lives of bright and motivated students who learn differently. At our beautiful campus in southern Vermont, you'll find inspiring professors, career-focused internships, challenging studies, and a vibrant campus life. You'll join a community where every student shares the experience of learning differently, and every professor is here to help. Visit landmark.edu to learn more.
7:53, time to check into the CNBC News Desk with Chuck Kamlick. What's going to happen with our big bucks today, Chuck?
Big bucks may be a little bit less big.
By the way, Big Buck Chuck. You can use that.
We like that. That may be just the way we
Big Buck Chuck.
From now on, that's your name.
I can drop the two buck Chuck. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Stocks may fall today. That would end the Dow's winning streak at 9 days, but it's still early. General Motors could help. It's rolled up a record profit last quarter. Profits more than doubling to nearly $3 billion. GM sold a lot more SUVs and pickups like the Denali and the Colorado here. And business actually, it actually turned a profit in Europe for the first time in God knows how long. Made about $100 million. Meanwhile, Tesla revealed a new master plan last night that includes what it calls a new kind of pickup and big trucks like semis. Traveler stock will trade lower. Weather-related catastrophe soared last quarter. That cut Traveler's profits by a fifth. Barbie sales were up 23% because of changes in the size and color of the dolls. That helped lift profits at Mattel. Dunkin' sold more iced coffee to more hot customers, helped fueling its bottom line. And the last ever Japanese VCRs will be made this month in Japan by Funai Electric, who makes them for Sanyo. Funai made its first VCR in 1983, selling as many as 15 million a year at one point. Last year, it sold just 750,000. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News. I'm Big Buck Chuck on CNBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 at WMAL.
A window sale sounds good, but you know, the biggest window sale of the year, you know how that sounds? It sounds even better. You've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years now. You want to know why I talk about them? Because I believe in the product. I've been out to the factory. I've seen how they make these windows. And I can tell you something. They care deeply about quality. I mean, really, quality is job one for them. And then another job one is making sure that the customer is satisfied. Customer service is what they care about. And they're made just for your home and for the unique climate we have in the Mid-Atlantic region. Now listen, all of that are good reasons why you should get a Thompson Creek Windows for your house, but here's a better reason. Right now, the biggest window sale of the year, they're taking 25% off every window. That's 25%. This is as good as it gets, folks. Pick up your phone right now. Start saving. Call this number, 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. You'll be amazed at Thompson Creek and how they work, how energy efficient they are. A dozen good reasons why you should do it, but right now, 25% off. Appointments with Philip Fast. Call this number, 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
It is 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, finally, the tow truck has arrived. New York Avenue commuters, I know you're slow coming inbound, approaching Bladensburg Road. There's one of the large tour buses there that they need to get out of there. So a bit of activity still, hopefully clearing soon. Coming in off of the BW Parkway, slowing after 202, though, and your 50 delays beginning before you get to 202. On 295, the volume delays past East Capitol Street. Inbound now on the 11th Street Bridge. Crews are responding to a crash heading toward the freeway. Coming off the 14th Street Bridge, heavy onto the freeway as well. Just that heavy delay this morning. Sun glare, definitely a factor. 66 most of the way out of Manassas, heading toward the Beltway. Beltway through Annandale and Tysons have the stop and go heading up toward the Legion Bridge. 66 inside the Beltway slows each direction through Falls Church. If your computer's running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software and clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Clear starting this Thursday, then a sunny and hot afternoon with a high of 91. Overnight clear, the low drop to 72. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's Wilson Realty Group.
If a water pipe bursts in your home, do you know where the main shutoff valve is located to minimize damage? Is your home equipped with a carbon monoxide detector for your family's safety? Well, I have solutions to your plumbing problems, our annual service contract. Hi, I'm Mary Ann, the owner of First Class Plumbing. And for just $99 right now, WMAL listeners get a full year of premier attention. Call First Class Plumbing for all of the details at 866-98-WATER. Make First Class your first choice.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Coming up on WMAL,
we'll be joined by Jake Tapper from CNN.
And we will continue taking your calls on reaction from Ted Cruz's speech last night. And wait till you hear these two, Diamond and Silk. They're the YouTube duo, the two women who they have a fondness for one Donald Trump. And you'll hear them right after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. Accumulate.